It's a fall sports preview on AM 1480 KAUS featuring the Austin Packers volleyball team and brought to you by Overby Orthodontics with offices in Austin, Rochester, and Stewartville. Smile with us. And by Greg Meyer State Farm Insurance of Austin, providing quality auto, home, life, health, and financial services, serving the Austin area for over 70 years. We had a chance to talk with the second-year head coach of the Austin Packers volleyball team, Jeremy Struck, who has been impressed with the work ethic and talent level of this Packers squad so far this 2022 season.
You know, going from last summer to where we are currently, it's been you know, 180-degree turn. We had a great spring, took some pictures of some championship, you know, some JO programs, and we've had a good, strong summer with camps. On the upper end, we're growing our elementary as well, have good support in the community, and putting a W on the board, you know, right away is something, you know, what we're looking for, obviously, but a step in the right direction for all these girls growing up, that this town has talent. It just needs to be harnessed and focused, and I thought we had a great pouring of fans at Mankato, and man, the girls just showed up, and we just looked like the better team that night.
Coach Struck speaking about a 3-1 win for the Packers over Mankato East in Mankato last Friday to open the 2022 season. And Coach Struck went on to talk with KAUS Sports about who led the Packers during that match and who will look to lead the way for them for the rest of the season.
Yeah, we have a senior outside, Peyton Manahan. This is her third year on varsity. And one of the comments she made after the game was like, this was my third win in 3 years. The girls are ready to win and they're excited to win, but Peyton Manahan put up 11 kills and had like 26 digs on Friday night. I had Tegan Sutter, my other outside, put up 6 kills and was pretty steady on the service line. Libero Kristen Nielsen just moved from Iowa, just controlled the back end for us, and great contribution. I had a Nora Tweeton, also a senior, right side, and not your conventional hit, but it gets it done. And you know, I told the girls it doesn't matter how it goes down, as long as it does go down, it still counts as kills. So we had some good numbers. You know, we served a little bit long and probably gave them a few more points than we needed to, but I asked the girls to serve aggressively, and they did that very much so. But we'll fine tune that and we'll be better as long as the season goes on.
Coach Struck went on to state that the Packers' Big Nine schedule will be rugged as always, and he went on to add that the Packers will not get a break heading from regular season play into the postseason, with currently 3 teams in the top 10 of the state, all in Section 1AA with the Austin Packers.
Yeah, definitely from, you know, the Big Nine Conference to Section 1, it is no tough feat to get out of either one of those. Durville, Caston, and Byron are all ranked right now as top front runners for the section, and they're all in Section 1, so it's difficult. You know, and I think, you know, putting wins on the column versus, you know, winning something big like that, you know, it's a good right step in the right direction, but there's always somebody else who's got to win it, so eventually maybe it'll be us.
And this has been a fall sports preview featuring the Austin Packers volleyball team and brought to you today on AIM 1480 KAUS by Greg Meyer State Farm Insurance of Austin, providing quality auto, home, life, health, and financial services in the Austin area for over 70 years. And by Overby Orthodontics with offices in Austin, Rochester, and Stewartville. Smile with us.